in the subject that we started. We're going to continue the subject that the Lord has started with us about dialogue being at the post. A few weeks ago, God gave me three case studies that he wanted me to do. He wanted me to do a case study on Zacchaeus, which we learned. Then he asked me to do the case study on the jailer in the book of Acts. And then he said to do a case study on the woman that was at the well. Each case study was pointing to something a little bit different. The last study we did, it was the woman at the well, and we saw that there was dialogue at the post. It wasn't a monologue where God was speaking or Jesus was speaking, and there was no return in terms of speaking, but it is a dialogue there, and the Lord has really opened me up to see the importance of the dialogue. And it comes from a message from our old store about which was dealing with Alpha and Omega fellowship. And this would be the restoration of that fellowship that the Lord had ministered to us a couple years ago. And it's something that he doesn't ever want us getting away from. And you're going to see it through the revelation of the post. And so if you can hear me, just give me an amen. Let me know you're there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, and I'm going to get started. There is dialogue at post, the restoration of Alpha and Omega fellowship. So we are beginning to learn about the necessity of dialogue at the post. The truth of the matter is, if there is no dialogue at the post, the post experience won't come into completion. It won't be complete. What we've been experiencing a lot of at the post is the start of a thing, but the Lord doesn't want to start it without finishing it. In fact, the word Alpha means the beginning of a thing, but it also indicates the Omega, which means the ending of a thing. So if it starts, there should be an ending, the expected end, the manifestation of deliverance, the manifestation of salvation, the manifestation of success. Whatever he's speaking to us when we get to the post, and we know how we get there, we take what we have. And then when more is given, that begins the post experience. We take what we have, meaning the study we're under, and then more is usually released at the post. And usually that more comes in a place of personal. It takes the general rhema and brings it down to a personal level, which we've already been learning. But when that happens, that is the beginning of the post experience. We're not to just rejoice and then back away. That's what takes us to the next level of the post experience. And that's what we're going to learn about tonight, the full dialogue at the post. So our dialogue must be with the Son, watch this, and the Father. And usually it's in that order. And so let me show you what I mean. Here we go. In 1 John chapter 1, verse number 3, it says, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And so now we see here, never realized this until the Lord gave us this revelation on Alpha and Omega fellowship, that the Father and the Son, yes, they are one. There's no question. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three distinct, but yet they're one. They all have a role to play. God the Father does something. God the Son is doing something. And God the Holy Spirit is the justifier, or the one that will bring manifestation to both what the Father is doing and what the Son is doing. And so now so there's fellowship. And there is a way, and we've been trained a long time ago on how to recognize who we're fellowshipping with. Jesus is the Alpha. And I mean that. I know it sounds like, what? Why would God? Because God has glorified him above all things. So he's given him the title of Alpha. He's the beginning of it. He's the one that starts the fellowship. Amen. The Father would be considered Omega. He's the ending. And you'll see exactly why. So we have been learning how to walk in authentic faith and through authentic fellowship at the gate. That's how we're moving in authentic faith. Basically, all we've been learning is how to really fellowship with the Lord. We've been really learning that, that the post experience reminds us and it's given us a revelation that we exchange temperaments. And in that exchange, we now have the ability to actually fellowship with Jesus and to receive a word under his temperament and not lose it, not bleed out, not leak out, but be able to house the words in which he speaks. Sometimes those words can be harsh and he's revealing things about you, but when you're under his temperament, it's always smooth as butter. There's never an issue or problem receiving. So we've been learning how to move in authentic faith through authentic fellowship at the gate and at the post of his doors. But true fellowship does not just stop with the Son. It's with the Son and the Father. Let me show you. In John chapter 4, verse number 10, Jesus says this here. Jesus says this here, and you saw it up here in 1 John 1 and 3, that we to have fellowship with us would mean to have fellowship with the Father and the Son. So there's two dimensions here, and it's going to bless you as you learn about this. In John 4:10, it goes to say this, believe thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. I read this one, I believe, last week as well. It says, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. So Jesus here is pointing out that I'm the Lord of the word. I speak the word, but even the words that I speak, that he allows me to speak to you, they're not mine, they're his. But then my words become works that are manifested by the Father. That's the second level of fellowship at the post. The Father manifests the words. He puts works into it. So the note is Jesus is Lord of the Rhema word, and he is the beginning of the fellowship. The Father is Lord of the works, and he is the ending of the fellowship. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the Father is the ending of the fellowship, and Christ the Lord Jesus is the beginning. In fact, Revelations 1 and 8 says like this, and I'm not going to give you too much to chew on because we're going to really dissect this for a minute, guys, because it's really vital so we can see the post experiences that we've been beginning come to a place of full manifestation, to come to an omega place. And I'll tell you why I call it the omega place in just a moment. In Revelations 1 and 8, it says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come. Then he titles himself with a title that belongs to the Father, the Almighty. So it, you can see their oneness here. You can see their oneness. In fact, the word Alpha alone, the definition says this, it's Christ is the Alpha, indicating that he's also the Omega. He didn't say Jesus, he said Christ. In other words, the anointing is the bridge between those two, the Father and the Son. So the definition says Christ is the Alpha, indicating he's also the Omega. So when you touch Alpha, you have to understand Omega is there too. Jesus had been trying to teach his disciples this, and we're going to read a scripture about that in just a moment. He had been trying to teach them, if you see me, you see the Father. We're both here. If Alpha's here, then Omega's here. The beginning of your fellowship and the ending of your fellowship. Let me show you why it's important. Alpha means beginning. It means the person or thing that commences, that by which anything begins to be. That's the definition of Alpha. Or the definition of beginning, rather. Alpha means the beginning. Beginning means the person or thing that commences, that by which anything begins to be. Remember, we read it in scripture. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're not my own, but it is my Father that doeth the works. So Jesus is the one that commences this fellowship with us at the post. In fact, when we're under the Rhema word, we're under the study, really. It's really the study of the Father mostly, unless the Father wants to reveal the Son. Okay, but when the word is being spoken and it's dealing with the word It's really, it's coming out of Jesus. Jesus said, the words that I have spoken unto you, you are cleansed by those words. So Jesus is the one that commences in rhema fellowship. And he starts us here. Omega means the ending. The word ending, it means the conclusion of an act or state. It means the result. It doesn't make sense to begin and not see the results. So Amen. Alpha is by Christ, by the Lord Jesus. Omega is by the Father. He brings the conclusion. He's the one that brings the results. And that's why it becomes awesome to have this study under our belt, because it really brings us into a conclusion of how to have a total post experience. That we get that fellowship and the Lord becomes personal. He might tell you that you have self-righteousness, or he might tell you that you don't manage things well. He might tell you this or instruct you in that, no matter what he might be saying. Now it's our job to pick that up, take it to the next level, and move it onto the Omega, where we can see the end or the result behind what we've heard. Amen?
Amen.
And that's how the post experience in its totality should be. And we got some other things, a whole lot more to talk about, but here we go. Words and works flow together. They flow together. If there's a word, there's works right behind it. Here we go. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. If I had time, I would break down the understanding of a vine and what flows in the vine, how xylem and phloem move inside of the vine. And it's creating, this is how fruit is created, through the flow of xylem and phloem in the vine. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father, watch this, I'm the guy giving you sustenance. I'm that guy. Don't get me wrong. The Father brings sustenance too, but his sustenance brings more manifestation. Yes. He's flowing. Christ would be xylem. That's for another time, I guess. But my Father, he says here, is the husbandman. Watch what the Father does now. I'm the vine giving you the word. My Father's the husbandman. And what he does is, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, the Father, taketh away. And every branch in me that beareth fruit, the Father, he purgeth it. He's the one that purges it, that it might bring forth more fruit. He's the one that's bringing manifestation.
Yes, yes.
Jesus is speaking the word to us. But then the fellowship at the post has to shift into the place where the Father is, because he's the one that wants to validate the word you heard, and you're going to understand more of why he wants to do that. But it has to shift. The fellowship at the post, the time at the post, the experience has to come to completion. And I promise you, it will. It will come to completion, because you're going to be fellowshipping with the Alpha and the Omega, God the Father and God the Son, or God the Son and God the Father. If Jesus says in verse number 3, now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. See that? You're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. Again, he says this here. I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Why? Because the Father is purging the branch. The Father is causing fruit to appear. Amen. Through the sustenance that's coming through the vine. Hey, glory be to God. Glory be to God. So now he says here, for without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Here we go. So these verses reveal how the word, which flows from Jesus, and the works, which flow from the Father, are always together. It doesn't make sense to go to the post and get a word and not see the works behind that word. Jesus said it like this to his disciples. I say it to you again. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So if I'm speaking to you, if the word is here, if Alpha is here, Omega is here too. The result of it is here too. They're here simultaneously, both at the same time. And this is where our faith has to come up to. And this is a part of our faith. Taking what we've heard and turning it to the Father who wants to perform the works in you. This is where our faith is rising to. No more just going to the post and hearing, which is wonderful. But now it's going to the post and then turning it to the one you know whose ministry it is to cause manifestation to come forth in your life. That's authentic faith. Yeah. So these verses reveal how they always together. We can see plainly that Jesus does the speaking and begins our fellowship at the post through these scriptures we just read. The Father brings manifestation by pruning or causing more growth at the post. So our faith, as I said, is yet increasing to the point of full manifestation in our post experiences. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, come on. We're going to take this thing, man. He gave us these three case studies. This last case study was on learning the dialogue at the post. God is really stretching it and causing us to come into right fellowship. And it's phenomenal. It is absolutely phenomenal. I couldn't plan this over the years for things to overlap like this and confirm like this. This has been happening to us for years, and God has been building and building, I'm telling you, a tabernacle within us. I mean, a holy tabernacle of the word of God. Each brick, each rhema laying, prophets even called them bricks are being laid. And my goodness, decayed bricks are being pulled out and fresh, strong bricks are being put in for us to have, I mean, absolute upright and absolute dynamic and absolute authentic relationships with our Father. Where manifestation of kingdom is coming forth and nothing can stop it. It doesn't make a difference how bad a situation might look. If you stay in this right here, your miracle is right there. Your breakthrough is right there. Your salvation is right there. It's right here at the post.
Hallelujah.
Changing temperaments with him and moving in realms of authentic faith with a full maturity. As a mature Christian with an understanding, you're not rolling no dice no more, hitting no more miss. It's all about understanding who God is and how God has established fellowship, called us into it. That, my goodness, we have to have the revelation also in mind that we are God's inheritance. And this type of fellowship gives him his inheritance. It gives him when you are giving yourself over to him like this. To speak both with the God the Son and God the Father. And you're fellowshipping with an understanding of who his person, who this triune God really is. So the Father brings manifestation by pruning or causing more growth at the post. Our faith, as I said, is yet increasing to the point of full manifestation in our post experiences. Now, let me give you a quick glimpse of all of this here through this story here. All right? Through this account or this parable that Jesus speaks in John chapter 16, verses 21 through 24. If you're still with me, say amen.
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 Amen. Here we go. It says here, now watch this, guys. This is really powerful. You old store, you old heads, you're going to get some new stuff right here. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah, this is us learning this and Mark 4-ing this post thing. We got a little travail. We got a little sorrow. We got ups. We got downs. We got ins. We got outs. But my goodness, it's coming into full view right now. It says, and you now therefore have sorrow. But Jesus says this, but I will see you again. I will see you again. I'll make you aware of me again. And your heart shall rejoice. And your joy no man taketh from you. Watch this now. That this here is talking about, let me just read on and I'll come up to it again. Verse 23 says, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. My goodness. This is describing a post experience.
Amen.
When you're there at the post and you're coming with the now word, and then all of a sudden he shows up again in that now word, you begin to rejoice when he reveals something to you there at the post.
Amen.
You begin to rejoice, and you start to rejoice because there's something fresh he just gave you and added to you. To him that had, more had been given to. And at that more point, you began to rejoice in your heart. And Jesus said, listen, when that joy comes on you, when you see me, when you have a new awareness of me, he says, don't ask me for anything. Shift flow. It's time to go into the next dimension of fellowship. You're moving into the next dimension. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, don't ask me. Don't ask me anything. He said, ask the Father in my name. Look at this. And this is beautiful. Ask the Father. It shows the next shift of our fellowship at the post. That now, after I've gotten a new glimpse of what my Lord is saying, amen, and what my Lord is basically prophesying he's going to do, and amen, I see it, I now then move my fellowship over to the Father. And he says this, and I love this part. He says, ask the Father where? In my name. In other words, when I give you more and you begin to rejoice, you've shifted into my name. You've shifted into my character. You've shifted into my temperament. He said, ask the Father from there. Mm. Ask from there. He said this to his disciples. Up to now, you have asked nothing in my name. You have not yet been in my temperament yet. But man, the time is coming when you reach this place and when you see me again, when you have an awareness of me, boom, right there. You've entered my temperament. Now talk to my Father. Talk to our Father. Why? Because he's the one that's going to do the works. Jordan. He wants in on this. Oh, yeah. He wants to show you who he is. The whole ministry, and I'll tell you this, in old TGM, you know what I'm talking about. The whole ministry of Jesus unto us was to lead us unto the Father.
Amen.
Was to lead us unto the Father, that we might experience the Father just like Jesus experienced the Father. So now he says, hitherto, up to now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So this, in the Holy Ghost, note, this is the full post experience. The part that we had been missing is the dialogue with the Father. After Jesus speaks the word to us at the post, it's important to speak to the Father about it. Asking the Father to complete the works is very necessary. He said to ask in his name, which means his character or his temperament. It means, watch this. It means a fixed position in state or time. You remember that? So now you're in fixed position to do what? To fellowship with the Father, to speak to the Father at the post now, because now words are wanting to become works. God is wanting to fully manifest, but he's in on it. He wants to endorse the Holy Spirit to bring forth manifestation, salvation, and success into your life. This is where he steps in, and you'll see why in just a moment. In other words, when we hear more at the post, don't just rejoice, but now you have been positioned to ask and dialogue with the Father who finishes the work. And I'm going to stop right here for tonight. I know it was kind of fast, but it's a lot. We're shifting, and there's so much that you're going to be downloaded into concerning this subject and finishing these post experiences. God is all about this right now for us. God, let me know. I want to use this ministry. I want to use the people that are under this teaching to show the world how to truly come into full fellowship in a place with me that will bring my glory into the earth. It'll bring my opinion, my point of view, and bring forth manifestation just like it always was designed to. And God said, I want to use you all.
Amen.
And that's why he's been very adamant with the teaching and being very, very exact and very precise with it. So the definition of father, let me show you. This is why he wants to do the works here. And I'm about to close. The definition of father confirms that he is the one to do the works. The name father or the title father means generator. Generator means a person or thing that generates something. The definition of father also suggests this, the originator and transmitter of anything. God has left this to himself. God has left this part of it because he doesn't want to just be in the distance. Yes, he's receiving all glory through Jesus. But God the Father wants to be the one to transmit everything, and every breakthrough, every bit of salvation is transmitted. I remember when Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus looked back at him and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father, the transmitter. He gave you a rhema about me and delivered you and really saved you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Flesh and blood didn't do this here. The transmitter steps in when true salvation's coming. It's coming by way of the transmitter. Yes, Jesus is going to speak a word to you, but the one that's going to transmit and endorse your breakthrough, your salvation, even your success is the Father. But all glory goes to the Alpha. Because God has ordained it to be so. God is glorified through Jesus Christ. But God the Father is saying, listen here, I want in. I want you to know me. I want you to understand me. My goodness, I want to go on in this message. I've got so much more to talk about, but I don't want to do it all today. But there's so much more, and I'm going to go through it. But I want you to chew on what you've heard just tonight, on taking it now, taking the next step. Taking that next step at the post. There's so much I have, man. There's so much he's downloaded in me concerning this. I am so excited. I'm so excited. I'm excited for all of you because I truly believe this is a time and a season that you're coming into where manifestation is coming to pass. Manifestation is coming. The Father is moving back on the scene. See, TGM, I think some of us, and I was included yet again, left a message, left a rhema about Omega Fellowship, Alpha and Omega Fellowship.
Yes,
and boy, did he download in us for a long time concerning this.
He did.
But how gracious is our God to bring a reminder to say, no, you know fellowship is both with the Father and the Son. True fellowship is with both God the Father and God the Son. And you will distinctly be able to feel whose presence is there with you.
Jesus.
There'll be a distinction. You'll know the weightiness of the Father.
Hallelujah, God.
You'll
Hallelujah.
Know, my goodness, because he's putting his hands on it and he's releasing your breakthrough and your miracle by the words that are flowing out of the mouth of his Son. If there be no word, this is why Jesus is Alpha. If there be no word, there'd be no works. If there be no word, there is no works. And remember, the Omega is the ending. It's the ending. It's the place where results are. The Father's moving and bringing results. Even right now, there's a piece that's on this line that's moving. I mean, a powerful piece. There's almost a woosah going on in the spirit. Yes, now, Lord, we see exactly where it's at for us. Now I believe we've come full circle here and becoming acquainted with him, with the Father through the Son. Jesus said, no man comes unto my Father but by me. It's got to come by way of Alpha. You can't reach the Father until you've gone through the Son. How do I get through the Son? Not just believing on him. It's even it happens that way in every day coming to the post.
Amen.
Reaching the Father through Jesus, the Son. It starts with that rhema word that the Son is releasing to you. Then it gets into that personalized rhema word, my goodness, and that becomes your doorway. The doorway into the place where Omega is. Oh, my goodness. Then the conclusion of an act, the result of a thing starts to manifest. The Lord reminded me of my post experience about depression. I didn't realize it, but I was moving in Alpha and Omega Fellowship. When the Lord revealed to me I had depression, I began to really conversate and talk to him about, well, then release me from it. And instantaneously, that heaviness that was on me for years was removed. Oh, hallelujah. Because I opened my mouth and I conversated, I dialogued. And the Father was right there dialoguing with me. And he touched me. And about 4 o'clock, I believe, in that morning, and a depression I didn't know existed was released from off of me. Oh, boy. Results. Results. There's so much more I want to say to you, even right now. There's so much more I want to pour in, but I'm going to be obedient. He told me where to stop so you could think on these things and so you could begin to download this. Some of you have never fellowshiped with both the Father and the Son. Yeah, there's a difference. They're the same, but there's a difference. And let me show you just one quick point of view of it. I'm a brother to my brothers and my sisters. I'm a friend to many. Those are titles that I have. I'm a husband to my wife. And I'm a father to my children. That's many distinct, but I'm still the same person. And my fellowship is different. It's different. My fellowship with my children is different. Sometimes it mirrors the fellowship with my friends, but it doesn't really mirror the fellowship with my wife as a husband. You'll feel the difference when you begin to fellowship with the Son and then fellowship with the Father. There's a distinction. There's a difference there. And it's so powerful and so fulfilling. It's amazing. And so now the Lord is bringing restoration to Alpha and Omega Fellowship at the post. It's time for results. And if you believe me, say amen. If you agree with me, say amen.
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 It's time for the results now. It's time for us to enter into that place of results. Praise God. Praise God. Here we go. We got a few comments here. Javon gives us an amen. AJ Joshua Watts gives us an amen. Elder Allison says, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing Omega Fellowship back to our remembrance. And I say amen to that, Elder Allison.
Amen.
Joshua Watts says amen to that too. And a captain says amen. And it's the truth, guys. There's a different balance that's on the line. There's a different balance that's even in the atmosphere right now. There's a different balance. There's a greater strength right now that's even on you. You got a three-folded cord now, and it will never be broken. Fellowship with the Father, fellowship with the Son, and if you're fellowshipping with those two, you are fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit because he's the justifier of both of them. And so now you have the full triune God being found there at the post. So now you move from hearing that wonderful word at the post, hearing his instruction, and you take it just like we've always learned. Now we take it, lift it up. All right, Father, I heard him. I heard him say it. And boy, my spirit says amen. Now, vine dresser, husbandman, generator, endorse the works. Endorse the manifestation of what I heard. Finish it.
Yes, Lord.
so I can move on to my next post experience on tomorrow. Finish it. Ah, glory be to God. Finish it. That's your ministry.
Yes.
Omega. Bring the results. Bring forth more fruit. Saturo nelia tama la corte. Saladivano orone icofa la dianda batito. Satarrando cofronde il diada. Saman litio fora di. Fanda rist funde di balata. Para ti la toro tondo non sto. Greater works will I do. Greater works in you will be done. More than you've seen, more than you've ever known. Keep what you've heard. Safeguard and protect what you've learned. Be a doer, not just hearers. Do it. Prove me now herewith. Prove me. Prove me. By doing, you'll see me. You'll see that I am the Alpha and Omega in your life. You'll see. You'll see. I lift from up off of your shoulders every heavy burden. I remove from around your neck the yokes of your enemies. I remove them. I manifest results in you. You'll see I'm stronger. You'll see who's in authority. There's no weapon formed against you that will prosper. There's a weighty anointing right here on the line. Crushing the plans and the opposition of the enemy. It's crushing. There's a weighty anointing. Crushing. Stepping down on. Salavida. Stepping down on your enemy. Glory be. Glory be to God, yes. Glory be to God. Thank you, Master. Amen. And amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen, Jesus. If you have a seed you'd like to sow, you can sow it. If you want to